T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Gossip and entertainment.
Trash.
With all the Hollywood rumors, whispers, gossip, and
tea you can handle.
The sleeve.
It's the Dirty on the 30 with Christine and Salt on 96.5 TIC.
Let's hear what's going on.
Prince Charles has become the first British royal to test positive for COVID-19.
Well, you know, even if Harry and Meghan had it, because they're not royals anymore, it wouldn't have mattered. You know, he's the first real royal.
That's right.
That's what we're using this term now, real royal.
Real royal. Now, he's 71 years old.
Yeah, this is scary, especially for a man of his advanced years and on the cusp of getting the throne.
So close. He is displaying mild symptoms of coronavirus, but, quote, remains in good health.
Good.
And has been working from home these days, whatever that means.
We brought you that story yesterday that the Queen was distancing herself because a staffer at Buckingham Palace. Is a prince considered a staffer? I guess you're below the queen, so everybody else there,
you know,
is technically
they,
a staffer.
You know how cold they have been rumored to be? Like, they don't even let the children play
One of my employees was struck ill.
I'm leaving for Clarendon House.
Do you mean your son, Queen? Yes, one of my employees. He works for the crown.
Meanwhile, Ryan Reynolds is roasting celebrities who have been on social media talking about their experience with the coronavirus.
I love Ryan Reynolds. He is absolutely my favorite person.
Yeah, here's his new PSA. Well, we'll have to skip his audio.
Well, there
we'll
go.
Come back to it.
We gave you this big, amazing beat, but no, sorry.
I'm sorry.
We'll bring it back to you next time. Now, there's an update in Coachella news. Now, Coachella was canceled or postponed, I should say. And, you know, so there was going to be a secret set, and Lady Gaga was set to perform her new album. What is it, Chromatica?
Chromatica. So she was it? She was the secret set?
She was going to be the secret set, because yesterday she came out and she said, we're pushing the April 10th release date for Chromatica. And guess what? I was also going to be at Coachella. Well, guess what, Lady Gaga? I was also going to be the secret set at at Coachella, too. I can say stuff like that.
I'm really bummed that she's not going to go ahead and just drop the album.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like she's a new artist. She's been around for a long time.
I think she's still needs to make some money, and there's so much stuff out there. Like, we're almost getting to that point where there's too much stuff out there, so nobody's really going to make any money on anything.
Speaking of too much stuff, did you see Kirstie Alley got dragged for telling Donald Trump on Twitter that he's doing a great job after his coronavirus updates? And people are like, what president are you watching?
Oh, man. People, I just hate it, because politics right now are even worse than they were before this on Facebook, on social media.
It's so divisive, or as the Queen or Prince Charles would say, divisive.
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 Mother, I have the corona.
Go to your room.
96.5 TIC.